This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. First, Ramakrishna Mission College in Northeast inaugurated at Sora, Cherrapunji by Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma. Meghalaya government to bear all medical expenses for two Northeastern University students seriously injured in campus accident. Arunachal Pradesh University carries out week-long community engagement program. Tripura Industries and Commerce Minister Santana Chakmaya emphasizes on natural rubber cultivation. And now the news in detail. The first Ramakrishna Mission College in northeastern region of the country was inaugurated at Nongthumai Sora Cherrapunji by Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma yesterday. Affiliated to the Captain Williamson Sangma State University, the college offers arts and science streams. The Chief Minister assured the Ramakrishna Mission of full government support, announcing that electricity will be provided to all schools and road connectivity would be ensured in a phased manner. Mr. Sangma encouraged students to uphold values of hard work, gratitude, discipline and purpose as qualities central to the teachings of Swami Vivekananda exemplified in Ramakrishna Mission institutions. Swami Achyuteshananda Maharaj said the college aims to provide accessible, high-quality education and promote holistic development. Deputy Chief Minister Meghalaya Sewumbha Langdar announced yesterday that the state government will bear all medical expenses for two Northeastern Hill University students seriously injured in a campus accident. After visiting them at a private hospital in Shillong, he assured full support, including treatment outside the state or country, if required. The two female students were hit by a speeding vehicle as they were walking near the university gate on 17th November. The driver of the vehicle, identified as security guard Perman M. Sangma, who was allegedly intoxicated at the time of the incident, has been arrested. Meghalaya PHE Minister Marcus N. Marak yesterday announced a major milestone as he carried out the testing and commissioning of the pumps at the Moplang Dam under the Greater Shillong Water Supply Scheme Phase 3. Sanctioned in 2008, the project will now supply an additional 8 million litres of water daily to Shillong. Mr. Marak thanked the PHE department for its commitment, acknowledged former Chief Secretary D.P. Walong for advancing the project, and appreciated Chief Minister Conrad Sangma for his leadership in steering the long-pending scheme to completion. The Department of Education, Arunachal Pradesh University, carried out a week-long community engagement program under the course Engaging with Community from 13th to 19th November in Anjao district, reaching some of India's most remote and strategically significant villages. These included Hawai, Hayuliang, Walong, Kabitru and Kaho, the easternmost villages of the country. Led by Kaling Mayong, assistant professor, the initiative involved third semester students of the department. The team interacted with villagers, elders and gaonburas to understand livelihood patterns, challenges of living in a border region and the cultural values that shape their communities. Students conducted awareness sessions on the importance of education, provisions of the right of children to free and compulsory education, act, environmental cleanliness and general guidance for school children. Arunachal Pradesh Governor, Lieutenant General K.T. Panaik, handed over a NICO Corporate Social Responsibility-sponsored school bus to the Oju Welfare Association, NGO. He flagged off the bus from the Raj Bhavan in Itanagar yesterday. Underscoring that Arunachal Pradesh does not have large industries of its own, the Governor observed that the state looks towards power corporations for meaningful support. He expressed hope that NEPCO will continue to champion projects that benefit institutions working tirelessly for children with special needs. The Krishi Vigyan Kendra, West Khasi Hills, also overseeing Eastern West Khasi Hills, Meghalaya, observed the nationwide launch of the 21st PM Kisan installment yesterday at its office in Nong Shillong. Farmers and students joined the live webcast where Prime Minister Narendra Modi released 18,000 crore rupees to beneficiaries and inaugurated the South Indian Natural Farming Summit in Coimbatore. The event highlighted collective support for farmers benefiting from the PM Kisan scheme. Tripura's Industries and Commerce Minister Santana Chakma has emphasized that natural rubber cultivation can play a crucial role in building a self-reliant state. The minister said that the state government is prioritizing rubber production to improve the socio-economic conditions of rural Tripura. Under the Chief Minister's rubber mission, around 70,000 hectares of land have been brought under rubber cultivation in the past year. The mission also plans to establish 30,000 new rubber plantations within the next 5 years. She further informed that the country's third and the state's second rubber park has already been developed at Shanti Bazar in South Tripura. Rubber Board Executive Director M. Basantha Gesan noted that Tripura is the second largest state after Kerala in terms of area under rubber cultivation and total production. The Rewai Area Welfare Association organized an anti-substance abuse awareness program on 18th November at Sati Raja Memorial Secondary School, Pumsning, under the Nasha Mukt Bharat Abhiyan. The event aimed to educate students and youth on the dangers of drugs, alcohol and tobacco amid rising substance abuse cases in Meghalaya. Speakers included the OC of Pumsning Police Station, officials and youth leaders. They urged collective action to protect communities from addictive substances and encouraged students to make responsible choices. Community elders also participated, reinforcing the need for vigilance and guidance. The Central Agricultural University Regional Agri-Fair 2025-26 concluded yesterday at the College of Agriculture, Kiddemkulai, Rewai District, Meghalaya. CAU Vice-Chancellor Anupam Mishra highlighted the Northeast's growing role in India's agricultural future and called for a climate-resilient, inclusive farming ecosystem. Speakers stressed better market linkages, technology support and value chain development for farmers. With the Christmas season first approaching, preparations across Mizoram are gathering pace. State's capital, Aizawl's main market, is getting increasingly lively, drawing large crowds of shoppers, including residents and visitors from other parts of the city. The state is experiencing its busiest period of the year. Traffic congestion has noticeably worsened, with long queues becoming a common sight on major roads. Roadside eateries are also seeing a surge in customers, creating a bustling and energetic atmosphere as the holiday spirit takes hold across Aizawl. Mizo filmmaker Napoleon R. Z. Thanga from Mission Veng in Aizawl has been selected as a member of the jury for the 56th International Film Festival of India to be held in Goa from 20th to 28th November. This marks the first time a Mizo filmmaker has been chosen for the Panorama Jury, a prestigious panel tasked with evaluating entries for the festival. Mr. Napoleon, pioneering figure in documentary filmmaking in Mizoram, has received numerous accolades over the years, and his works have been featured at various film festivals. Speaking about the state of filmmaking in Mizoram, he highlighted a growing interest among Mizo youth in the industry. He emphasized, however, that further development is needed to produce films capable of winning major awards. Manipur Governor Jayakumar Bhalla and Union Minister of Development of Northeastern Region Jyotiraditya Sindhya co-chaired the third and final meeting of High-Level Task Force on Promotion of Sports in the Northeastern Region via video conferencing yesterday. The meeting reviewed the progress of ongoing initiatives and discussed the development of a coordinated framework to strengthen talent pathways and high-performance systems. Deliberations covered key components of sports ecosystem development, including scientific coaching methodologies, competition structure, last-mile infrastructure, and the establishment of high-performance centers and academics. The Union Minister emphasized the one sports discipline, one state strategy as a key driver for structured and focused investment in sports development in the Northeastern region. And before we end, the headlines once again. First Ramakrishna Mission College in Northeast inaugurated at Sora Cherrapunji by Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad Sangma. Meghalaya government to bear all medical expenses for two Northeastern Hill University students seriously injured in campus accident. Arunachal Pradesh University carries out week-long community engagement program. Tripura Industries and Commerce Minister Santana Chakma emphasizes on natural rubber cultivation. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.